Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sixto Lizcano. Batting sixth. The DH, Don Money. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dick Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting second. The left fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bosley. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Bando reaches second base with a double. Molitor scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bando scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison strikes out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Squires for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington takes first base on ball four. Lemon moves to second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Washington moves to second. It's 2-1, Brewers. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Molitor moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Bando moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. One out. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0-for-1 in the game. Lizcano hits a line drive towards short. Pryor catches it and throws to second to double up Bando. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bosley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bosley. The throw from Moore and he is out, Yount applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bosley. Money reaches second base with a double. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Money scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Colburn and he is safe. Moore steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Lazcano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lazcano. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Colburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lazcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazcano is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazcano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Morrison hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Yount fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Fred Howard now pitching. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Colburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lascano. Squires reaches second base with a double. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Squires scores. It's 5-2, Brewers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 2 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Yount fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to second. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Brewers. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lascano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Lascano reaches second base with a double. Randy Scarbury now pitching. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Bell reaches second base with a double. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 3 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morrison for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bosley throws the ball into Morrison, who tags Davis, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Haas covering, for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Washington hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dewey Robinson now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Greg Pryor. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta strikes out. One out. Ralph Garr pinch hits for Mike Colburn. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.